Even a brief interaction can change the way people think about themselves, the leaders, and the future. Each of those many connections you make has the potential to become a high point or a low point in someone's day. Each is a chance to transform an ordinary moment into a touch point. What is a touch point? A touch point is an interaction with one other person, a couple of people, or a group that can last a couple of minutes, a couple of hours, or a couple of days. These touch points can be planned or spontaneous, casual, or carefully choreographed. Every touch point is spring-loaded with possibilities. Each one can build or break a relationship. For instance, when I was a first-year graduate student at the J.L. Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern University, taking a management policy class, my professor, Ram Charan, noticed that my schoolwork was starting to slip. I was not only taking a full load of classes, but I was also working two jobs. I was stretched pretty thin. One day, Ram called me aside and said, "You can do better." These four words inspired me to hold myself to a higher standard. I remember those words as if they were spoken yesterday, and that was over 35 years ago. Shortly after I graduated, I accepted a job with General Mills. Like many people starting a new job in a new place, I was completely lost in the building. This older man saw me stumbling around and said, "Young man, you look lost, how can I help?" I asked him if he could help me find my way back to the marketing department. He pointed the way and said, "So you work in the marketing department. If there is one thing that I want to leave you with, is that you've got to give it all you've got." We then went separate ways. Ultimately, I saw this man's picture a couple of weeks later and discovered that he was Jim McFarland, the CEO and chairman of General Mills. Those five words inspired me to lean into my work with greater intensity. I carry them with me today. I had been with General Mills for 6 months and I was up for my first performance review. I was struggling to hit the ground running. I had never worked in an office environment before in my life. Here I was, unmistakably a rookie. During the performance review, my manager offered this observation. "Doug, you're clearly very determined to contribute here, but quite frankly, your work is very mediocre." That comment in and of itself is something I was able to work through. Next, I was to receive feedback from my boss's boss. In this case, he had written 6 words down on a piece of paper to be read to me. These words were, "You should look for another job." This was the first performance review I had received in my life, and my boss's boss, whom I thought was a god, just told me to go look for another job. He wasn't inclined to give me the time of the day or the benefit of the doubt. I was devastated and very anxious, but ultimately I played through it. Those 6 words reminded me that the corporate journey is not for the faint of heart. You must bring great resolve to your work. It's not all a bed of roses. I persevered through some difficult times as I was starting up my career, and I was promoted to product manager at General Mills in a very timely way. Within 48 hours of that promotion, I received a call from my wife's grandfather, Mr. R.T. Johnstone. R.T., a man I admired greatly, said, "I'm so proud of you." Those 5 words of encouragement reminded me that I was not alone on this journey, as difficult as it was. My family was, is, and will always be with me. Those words ring in my ears to this day. After 6 years of working in the General Mills Food Group, I transferred over to the General Mills Toy Group. 3 years in, I lost my job. I've shared this experience in great detail here before. After I was let go from General Mills, I went on to an outplacement counselor, a man by the name of Neil McKenna. Every time Neil would answer the phone, he would say, "Hello, this is Neil McKenna, how can I help?" With those 4 words, "How can I help?" Neil changed my entire work life. He helped me see beyond my own agenda to discover the fulfillment of starting every interaction with a desire to be helpful. This was a very powerful lesson, delivered in 4 words. It took all of 2 seconds. On July 2nd, 2009, I was involved in a very serious automobile accident. I was traveling to my home in North New Jersey for the 4th of July weekend. I was in the back of a Lincoln Navigator asleep with my seatbelt on when, while going at least 70 miles an hour, we ran into the back of a stopped dump truck on the New Jersey Turnpike. It was a very serious accident. I was taken to a nearby trauma center and went through an extensive array of surgical procedures. Understandably, I was pretty much out of it for 24 hours. When I woke up in the intensive care unit, my wife, Lee, who had been helping my daughter move into her apartment in Washington, D.C., was right by my side. And all she said were two words. She said, "I'm right here." Those three words said in 1 second connected me in a powerful, indescribable way with my wife and my recovery. I'll never forget that moment. Over the following 40 days, as I was recovering from the automobile accident, I had been moved from the ICU to the trauma center, then to a hospital, and finally to a rehabilitation program. I dealt with nurses in all four of these facilities that, time and again, reaffirmed me the power of touch points, that they are not just about the words you say, they're about how you say them. There was the same protocol over all four facilities. In this case, every nurse would come into my room and ask me the same question, "How is your pain?" When the nurses were fully prepared and exceptionally gifted at managing patients, they could come into the room and dial in a very thoughtful and genuine way. But with nurses who were new to the profession, new to the facility, or who just felt a little bit uncomfortable getting into a conversation, I would quickly realize that those four words weren't about me. It was about how they were going to handle me. It was about them. Those conversations were always awkward. So, those four words, "How is your pain?" opened up a world that was magical when it was well managed. But when not well managed, the resulting awkwardness could completely undermine the effectiveness of the nurse. These four words reaffirmed the power of touch points. There you have it. Despite their brevity, those seven touch points have had a profound impact on my life. I encourage each of you to look for opportunities to have a profound impact on the next touch point you encounter. You have the opportunity to make a tremendous impact on the lives of the people with whom you work and live. Make the most of it. The next touch point is right around the corner. Use it wisely.